Well, hello, people. Now, I don't know whether you know about the people we have in the UK called Stop Oil. They're kind of like protesters, I guess. But they're more annoying than anything else. Because they block traffic, generally speaking. That means all traffic. Ambulances. People going to work. People going to see people at a hospital. Somebody going to visit their old parents. And these type of people always kind of look the same. They kind of look lost, weak, woke. And they're only affecting the common people and not the elites at all. They couldn't care less. And it kind of sounds like it's all been thought out by a femon because it doesn't make any common sense at all. If you create a traffic jam, you create more fuel being used, more polluted air, and especially more angry people. But let's take a look at some of these just all protesters. Then here's some here. Well, look at that. 5 femons and 1 old man. Guess the old man must be retired. He's got nothing better to do. But what about those femons then? Well, we all know they crave attention and they love chaos and drama. But that was probably just a freak picture. Let's get another one. Boop, and here we go again. I think they're all femons, I believe. And they all have the same idea. You can't talk to these people. And they're all virtue signaling. And they all believe they have the higher ground. It's funny, over the last quite a few years, you see somebody with a placard protesting. It's generally a femon. Well, let's try another picture. Nope, once again, mostly all femons. At least I think they are. It's hard to tell what they are, really. Probably one or two of them identify as an ant. And believe it or not, they're protected generally by the police. Now, I believe everybody should have the right to protest, but not to stop traffic or to stop people going about their business. And some angry drivers have dragged these people off the road, and some people have thrown milk at them and water. And the organizers should think to themselves, oh, maybe we should try a different tact. You know, maybe get the people on their side. Nope. They'll do the same thing again and again. And I know I've got some pictures here with mostly femons, but I just picked them at random. And it is generally mostly femons. They always do that anti-hunt thing as well. All mostly femons. But let's try another picture. Ooh, we got some males in this one. Maybe 1, 2, 3. Still mostly femons, though. And the younger men are there to appease the femons, thinking they're going to get unbridled sex for about a week. And they won't. They're just being used. As we know, femons love attention and chaos and drama. And this hits all the points. Femon nature is all around, if you just want to see it. And generally these people were protesting something else last week. I don't know whether they work or not. I don't know how they get the time. Let's go one more. Oh, back to the old femons again. These are all femons. See how they love to act crazy, but pretend it's for a cause. Surprised they haven't got the tops off and the breasts out. And I believe PETA does crazy things like this too, which is run by femons, I believe. Also, the Me Too movement, which was something else again, wasn't it? I believe they should be charged and fined quite heavily. And if they do it again, they should have a jail sentence. Watch how quick these people would stop. But that's how you know you're in a woke, weak society, when people like this can survive with almost impunity. So what do you think, guys? Do you have any stop all around where you are or no? And are these people helping the cause or hindering it? All I can see is they're making people angry with them. And once again, this movement is femon orientated. Chaos, drama, with no real common sense. But it does get them attention, and that is the buzzword in the femon society. I think they should go to China, where they do use oil a lot, and pollute, and see how it goes.